USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump focusing on a move to the next phase of the war against coronavirus and reopening the...
Based on the latest data, our team of experts now agrees that we can begin the next front in our war, which we are calling opening up America again.
The president there is saying the federal government's issued new guidelines for governors to get their states up and running again. He did say the strategy will continue to look after senior citizens and other vulnerable populations, but he says it will allow others to go about doing their jobs. Trump arguing that governors shut down the economy to try to win a war against COVID-19, and he says they are now in the process of winning it. He says in the end, though, the final decisions will lie with governors. Previously, he had said that he would have the final say in reopening the U.S. economy. USA Radio News.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain, unless you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
New Jersey's Democratic Governor Phil Murphy outraged that the bodies of 17 residents at an Andover nursing home were allowed to, in his words, pile up in a makeshift morgue. He's asking the Attorney General to investigate, and he's asking for a review of all long-term care facilities since the pandemic began. There's new reaction from Republicans to the Democratic Governor of California's decision to give taxpayer money during the pandemic to illegal immigrants. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Governor Gavin Newsom plans on giving $500 coronavirus stimulus checks to illegal aliens. Now, the state has an estimated 2 million illegals. Some of the money, $75 million, will come from taxpayers. But California's Republican State Senate leader, Shannon Grove, slamming Newsom for the payout, saying the funds should be spent on food banks, education, and local governments suffering revenue shortfalls because of the coronavirus pandemic.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The president is focusing on reopening the U.S. economy, but Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says it will be weeks before he'll agree to opening the border with the United States. There are travel restrictions in place along the U.S. borders with Canada and Mexico because of the outbreak. A federal judge is rejecting a new trial for an ally of President Trump, the judge denying Roger Stone's motion yesterday after Stone tried to get another trial after claiming jury misconduct. The judge, Amy Berman Jackson, did say that Stone's legal team failed to show that bias played a role in the verdict. Stone was sentenced this year for lying to Congress and for witness tampering. The western United States appearing to be approaching a mega drought. A Columbia University study shows half of nearly a two-decade drought stems from man-made global warming. Other factors including shrinking reservoirs because of heavy fire seasons. There are no signs of the drought letting up as temperatures are projected to keep climbing in states from Oregon to New Mexico. Researchers say they believe it could be the worst drought in over 1,200 years in that region. And remember to find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. And I'm Chris Barnes for USA Radio News.